Well, Chris, that was touch and go. Generally, Durham kept it tight with the ball. Decent total to chase down, but with the weather hanging around, the Fort Lightning coming down, that last over proved crucial, didn't it?
Definitely. I mean, watching from above, we saw the Lightning a few overs ago before we came off, so we were always thinking we must be coming off soon. But Ryan and Mutchie did the right thing, just making sure we got ahead of the Duckworth Lewis, and when we came off, you know, we were on in front, so we were happy.
You're chasing 135, which was, I think, what you managed in 20 overs down at Northampton last week, but you kept Yorkshire really under pressure, and you took 3 wickets for 14 runs. There were only, I think, 1 over from Usman Arshad and 1 from Paul Coughlan that were expensive, but then again, they came back later into the action, and they were much tighter, weren't they?
I thought we did very well with the ball in the field. It was a pretty good wicket, so to keep them down to 133, or like say what it was, that was a fantastic effort. We started off positively, as we always do. Would have been nice if we didn't lose those early wickets in the power play, but you know, the lads stuck at it, and like say, just glad to get over the line.
Well, that was a crucial period, wasn't it? I think overs 3-6, you lost Mustard, then you lost Stormen, and then Ben Stokes went, and that just put you behind the Duckworth Lewis.
Like say, it's not ideal when you lose early wickets. You're always going to fall behind at Duckworth Lewis, but you know, experience of Mutchie and Ryan stayed quite calm at the end, so just happy to, like say, get over the line.
There was a little bit of moisture in the air, I think, and the rain had started to fall a little bit. Ryan Pringle, in what turned out to be the final over, drove the ball straight down to Gary Balance on the boundary right below our commentary position, and he dropped what looked like a simple catch. Had he held that, you would have lost the match. Because that wicket didn't fall, you stayed ahead on Duckworth Lewis by 6 runs.
I'm not quite sure what Ryan was thinking there. There was a few hearts and mouths in the changing room, but lucky enough for us, he didn't manage to hold on. But I think T20 cricket's all about a little bit of luck now and again, and you know, the last few weeks haven't gone our way, so to have a little bit of a break like that for us, it's nice, and to pick up the 2 points against a good Yorkshire side is crucial.
Yeah, you've both been struggling at the bottom of the table, but at least you've got 2 points from this. It gives you a bit of hope, doesn't it, with 7 matches left now?
Definitely. We've got 2 big games next week. Worcester, who are in fantastic form with a white ball, and obviously not to got the informed batsman, I think, in white ball cricket at the minute. So 2 massive games for us next week. We've got a few days off now to rest and practice our skills, so hopefully we can go hard and get a win, at least 1 win out of those 2 games.
And how would you class the last 5 days against Yorkshire? You were under the cosh for a while in the county championship match, but then you completely turned it on its head with that 221 from Keaton Jennings. You've come out on top today.
Definitely, I think after the first 2 days of the championship game, you know, we were well behind the 8 ball. So to finish off that game as strong as we did and put a little bit of pressure back on them was a great fight back for us. And then to top off the week with the 2 points tonight, it's been a good week against who are the pace setters in county cricket, I think, at the minute. So very pleased.